Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 31st, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 31st to February 7th and beyond? Finally, this week, Mercury starts to pull away from the malefic influence of the Pluto-Uranus square. The planet of rational thinking and making decisions escapes from the planet of death and rebirth and from the inimical square aspect of the planet of rebellion and sudden events. Mercury significations will begin to return to normal. That's the good news. The bad news is that now Venus is taking Mercury's place, coming into alignment with Pluto and simultaneously receiving the square aspect of Uranus. By late Friday, the alignment of Venus with the Uranus-Pluto square is exact, and the Moon has arrived to give an additional kick. The exact conjunction of Venus and Pluto will be February 5th at 22 degrees Sagittarius. Uranus is at 23 degrees Pisces. Both Pluto and Uranus can do harm, so they are classed as natural malefics. Venus is a much more mild-acting planet and will therefore suffer due to this arrangement. So, it's not a good week for Venus significations like harmony and agreements, or art and entertainment, not good for love and romance, and not good for finance and the markets. In Vedic astrology, both Pisces and Sagittarius are ruled by the planet Jupiter. Therefore, Jupiter becomes the dispositor and final arbiter of the combination of Venus, Pluto, and Uranus. Jupiter is itself retrograde and tightly conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point. The unusual situation of Jupiter reflects back on Venus, so this is detrimental, and we can therefore expect Venus significations to be in particularly bad shape this week. And let's not forget that the retrograde Jupiter-Rahu conjunction continues all through this month. Because they are moving backwards through the zodiac at about the same speed, Jupiter and Rahu will remain barely a degree from each other all the way until March. Jupiter already has its significations distorted due to its retrograde motion. Retrograde planets are strong, but not behaving normally. The tight alignment of the backwards Jupiter and one of the calculated eclipse points is an energy pattern that is problematic for Jupiter's significations. Therefore, any actions that require Jupiter's participation are rather dubious for results during this month and next. All right, that's it for this week's look at what's going on in the heavens. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at Astro News Report.